it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuban president arrives in Baku to participate in the 18th summit of the non-aligned movement.
Venezuelan president warns of rising fascism in Bolivia and Latin America.
Cuba denounces U.S. hostility at the ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement.
Iran rejects Trump's threats of war and vows to crush any attack.
The president of the Republic of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, arrived this Thursday in the capital of Azerbaijan to participate in the 18th summit of the non-aligned movement, which will take place on the 25th and 26th of October. Ali Amadov, deputy prime minister of Azerbaijan, welcomed the Cuban leader at the Haidar Aliyev International Airport. This is the first time that a Cuban head of state visits this Euro-Asian country with a millenary history surrounded by the Caspian Sea and the Caucasus Mountains with nearly 10 million inhabitants. Díaz-Canel arrived from Minsk, capital of Belarus, where he made an official visit after visiting Ireland. After participating in the non-aligned movement summit, the Cuban president will travel to Russia.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has called on the countries of the world to stand against what he called a coup in Venezuela and to show solidarity with President Evo Morales. Let's raise the solidarity flags and we will mobilize against the coup in Venezuela and Latin America, against fascism as expressed at the moment, Maduro said. Maduro's comments came after Evo Morales warned that a coup was underway in his country by right-wing forces that are refusing to accept or wait for the final results of Sunday's elections, which have so far shown that Evo Morales has won the first round, winning the presidency with a 10% lead over right-wing candidate Carlos Mesa. The Venezuelan president announced he would be attending the summit of the non-aligned countries movement held in Baku, Azerbaijan, where he will conclude his country's presidency of the organization. He also gave updates on the progress made in relation to the country's cryptocurrency, which he said will be used for vacation bonuses, while confirming that some companies are already accepting it for transactions. The Venezuelan president expressed his solidarity with the protests in Chile and called on the government to halt its repression against the demonstrators. Nicolas Maduro said, "Hopefully, the infamous repression against the Chilean people will cease, a dialogue will be opened, and the Chilean people will be able to summon the power of a constituent assembly so that peace is restored and a change in the nation can be achieved."
Cuba condemned that a non-aligned movement ministerial meeting, the U.S. promotion of instability in several regions of the planet, particularly in Latin America. The island's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, made the statement during the ministerial segment before the 18th summit of the movement, which is being held until Thursday in Baku, the Azerbaijani capital. Rodriguez thanks the traditional support of the non-aligned movement for the Cuban demand to put an end to the blockade by the United States, which he called the greatest obstacle to the development of the island. He emphasized that the Trump administration is tightening the siege on its small southern neighbor, making it more extraterritorial and violating the sovereignty of third states, as well as international law and the human rights of Cubans.
Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Amir Hatami says U.S. President Donald Trump's written threats of a military attack against Tehran is only a bluff to divert attention from Washington's foreign policy failures. "It seems more like a bluff to cover their chagrin for their failed policies," General Hatami told reporters on the sidelines of a cabinet meeting on Wednesday. The minister's remarks came in response to Trump, who said on Monday that the U.S. may get into new wars when asked about Washington's foreign policy priorities. Trump insisted that he's working to bring home American soldiers, but warned that the U.S. may soon enter into new military conflicts. Trump said, "We may have to get into wars. We are better prepared than we've ever been. If Iran does something, they'll be hit like they've never been hit before." The Iranian minister warned the U.S. about a crushing response in case of making a mistake of taking a measure against Iran. If they make a mistake, they will receive a response that will make them more ashamed than the previous measures which brought about humiliation to them, Hatami said. He added that the Iranian armed forces stand fully ready to protect the nation and the country's borders and will immediately respond to any threat or excessive demands.
And you tuned into Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast. Back now to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey.
Cubana Airlines announced on Wednesday the cancellation of several of its trips as a result of the latest measures implemented by the U.S. against Cuba, and assured that steps are being taken to address this situation. Airplanes leased by Cubana to cover international and national routes have been returned to their countries of origin, prompting the company to cancel its flights to Mexico City, Cancun, Santo Domingo, Caracas, Port-au-Prince, Fort-de-France, y Pointe-Pitre, and affecting flights to Santiago de Cuba and Holguín. Arsenio Arroche Elias Moise, deputy director of the Cuban company, told the press that Cubana was notified of the closing of two aircraft leasing contracts by companies from third countries last Monday. He added that the U.S. regulations violate international aviation rules. The executive said that the number of passengers affected is estimated at 40,000 only until December 31st, and the economic damages are estimated at $10 million in freely convertible currency for the same period. Although the official did not reveal the name of the foreign companies that canceled the agreements, he said that Cubana is looking for alternatives and that despite the escalation of pressures by the U.S. government, it is examining solutions to continue providing the service.
The Cuban Minister of Higher Education, José Ramón Saborido Loidi, began an official visit to the People's Republic of China on Wednesday, aimed at strengthening bilateral collaboration in the sector. The minister will hold official talks with his Chinese counterpart Chen Baosheng, sign the renewal of the current education exchange agreement, and visit the universities in Beijing and Hebei to explore opportunities and prospects for academic cooperation. The visit to China by the Higher Education Ministry delegation is part of an Asian tour and will also include the Socialist Republic of Vietnam.
The National Institute of Human Rights in Chile has confirmed that they have received cases of possible torture at the hands of authorities amid protests that began against public transport fare hikes but have extended into an uprising against President Piñera's neoliberal policies. Forced undressing, torture, shooting of civilians, physical, verbal abuse, beatings, delays in driving detainees to police stations, keeping them in the vans with poor ventilation, and overcrowding for hours on end. These are the reports received by the human rights non-governmental organization. The group also published what they believe to be the causes of the deaths in the protests so far. According to the Institute, these deaths were the result of shots fired by soldiers, blows to the skull and throat, and for being hit by military vehicles. There has been evidence of sexual abuse carried out against arrested protesters. Two of the complaints are about acts of sexual violence against women in police stations. One of them reports having been put on the floor on top of the trash, being threatened with being shot if she moves, then touching her body with a rifle and threatening to penetrate her with the gun. Another says that she has been completely undressed by police, forced to squat, insulted, and threatened with sexual violence, the report said.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuban president arrives in Baku to participate in the 18th summit of the non-aligned movement.
Venezuelan president warns of rising fascism in Bolivia and Latin America.
Cuba denounces U.S. hostility at the ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement.
Iran rejects Trump's threats of war and vows to crush any attack.